Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome into Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. With all apologies to the junkies, we didn't get to hear much of the last half hour of their show.
We were listening to old Jim Crane basically say, he's the owner of the Astros, I don't really remember. We're kind of generally sort of sorry, but those guys have been fired. Anyway, let's move forward. Oh, was that not satisfying at all?
What a awful press conference all the way around. For him, look, there was no way it was going to go particularly well. I think we all get that. It's 30 minutes. It's going to be one of the worst 30 minutes of your professional career. You got to sit there. You got to wear it. Nothing he said felt satisfying in any way. And he's not going to be able to make anybody feel better. You're going to lose that press conference. That's the opposite of the introductory press conference as a head coach, where you're automatically going to win. But many of the things he said downright frustrated me. Here's where I want to start the show today.
Mm-hmm.
I am more angry about this now than I was when the news came out. I can't really explain why, Danny, and I'm not able to fully comprehend how this trajectory internally has happened for me. But my initial thought was this team's really, really good. Probably would have won a lot of games anyway. And I didn't give them a pass. I thought the players should have been reprimanded and they weren't, and that bothered me. But as we get further along, and it seems like the Astros are just going to try to turn the page now.
They're desperate to.
The quote that he said that legitimately downright infuriated me, that got my blood boiling today. Astros owner Jim Crane just said, "Our opinion is that this," meaning cheating, "didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series. We'll leave it at that." Are you bleeping kidding me?
Then a reporter,
"We won the World Series. We'll leave it at that."
A few moments later, asked him and followed up on that, and he said, "No, I didn't say it didn't impact the game," when he quite literally did. I mean, you could tell he's up there just, you know, trying to, you know, obfuscate and sort of talk around in circles.
Well, the last question of this 30-minute press conference, great question by a female reporter, beg her pardon, but I don't know who it was.
No, we couldn't tell who it was.
She said, "You're saying that this didn't impact the game, but you're apologizing. Why? Why are you apologizing?" He said, "Because we broke the rules." She said, "Yeah, by breaking the rules, didn't you have an advantage in these games? Didn't it influence the games?" And he said it may have and it may not have. Their opinion is that didn't. Are you kidding me, dude? So here's where I'm at on this. And again, I almost want to apologize because I'm kind of changing my opinion on this.
You're
I don't like
do that.
Doing that. But here's where I am. I can't explain why I'm feeling this way. I just am.
Sure.
I've said all along, I'm not taking the World Series away. I'm doing it now. Watching that press conference changed my mind. I don't know what to tell you. What does that mean, taking the World Series away? They keep their rings. I've always said you can't go collect the rings. You can't actually get rid of the memories. So what? So they still have their rings and they still have their memories. That's cool. They don't get to have banners in their ballpark that say 2017 World Series champions. I think I'm ready to do that. They don't get to, when you drive up to West Palm, you and I will be there early next month. Matter of fact, we'll be there 1 month from right now.
Mm-hmm.
When we drive up right now, there's a big Astros emblem on the opposite side of the park where the Nats are. They're 100 yards away, basically. And underneath of that H, it says 2017 World Series champions. They have to take all of those types of things and signage away. And the reason I've come to this conclusion is literally how mad I am that he said, "We won the World Series. We'll leave it at that." You don't get to claim that you're the World Series champions anymore. I know this is a complete change of what I've been saying for several weeks. Again, apologize. I've had a change of heart here. I've always wanted the players to be in trouble. I'm furious that they're not serving any type of suspension or any type of reprimand for them. But I no longer, I'm not going to like do anything other than in the World Series record books, 2017 will say basically the Astros had the championship taken away because they cheated.
Void or something. So there's no reasonable, you can always hope, obviously, and you and I were hoping for a pound of flesh here. We were hoping for something that felt satisfying, given everything that we know since. The commissioner's report glosses over a large swath of what we've since learned, right? I mean, think of the Wall Street Journal article. Think of what the Washington Post has produced and other outlets, right, where we know more now than we did even at the time the commissioner's report comes out. And even in the commissioner's report, it's very clearly stated this was player-driven. And the owner, Jim Crane, stood up there, or sat there, frankly, and said, yeah, we got rid of the couple bad apples, the leadership. We don't believe the players should be punished. Now, you and I both know the players can't be punished because the CBA doesn't allow for it. They're getting ready to get into negotiations within the next couple years, and it's a tenuous time. So because of the solidarity of the players, they would love, I think, probably to be able to start suspending guys for months at a time. But they can't. They don't think they can. And they wanted everyone to believe the same way that happened at Penn State, the same way that it always happens at a college or whatever. We got a few bad apples. They're gone now.
Repeat
this
why
is
they
over.
Can't?
Because of because of the CBA.
Here's another little factor that we should be discussing, and it's probably the fault of you and me that we haven't. The Players Association and Tony Clark should want the players suspended.
Agreed.
Where is Tony Clark and where is the Players Association in this? There are more pissed off players than there are guys who aren't. There are more players in this sport right now furious at the Astros than guys who aren't. For every Sean Doolittle and Patrick Corbin, look at the cut sheet Thom sent us before the show. We could play clips from every spring training complex around the country you want to. Players are furious. Coaches, managers are upset with this team. The CBA, screw that. The Players Association should want them to be in trouble just as much as everyone else.
We agree. I don't know that there was anything that reasonably could have been said that would have improved my feelings about the Astros today. I just know that fell way short. I know that Alex Bregman, reading a contrived PR statement a few weeks after he, stiff-armed the entire process and showed no contrition.
Don't forget that. So, no contrition when he spoke the first time to reporters. Now, for 1 minute, he's got a statement saying he's sorry and we're looking ahead to 2020.
Decisions were made.
To feel good about it.
Yeah, decisions were made. Sort of, he mentioned me one time in there, and that was good. Altuve, kind of the same deal. Then both those guys go pound sand. And now, for no reason at all, someone that wasn't there, but everybody loves, Dusty Baker, everybody! The fact that Dusty stood up there was a joke.
He just sat there for 20 minutes.
It was a joke. And I like Dusty Baker. And there's a time and a place for Dusty Baker to do pressers. They trotted him out there in the hopes that this would be like, come on, want to see me do a card trick? That was ridiculous.
The owner, Jim Crane, had two comments that I'll never forget from this press conference. The first is when he tried to claim that the games weren't impacted by them cheating. Then why are you cheating? What is the point of risking people getting fired, lives being altered, families having to move cities, me and Danny screaming about you, having the worst 30-minute press conference of your life? Why are you cheating if it doesn't help you win? I don't understand that. The other thing he said that is so ridiculous and will never be forgotten from this press conference, this is a direct quote. I don't think I should be held accountable, he said. You're the owner of the team.
Yeah.
And this happened on your watch.
He played the I didn't know, I don't know, I don't know the extent of it. And then a couple times he said, I don't really know the specifics of the commissioner's report. Bro, take some time to familiarize yourself with what they said about you.
Well, he kept saying over and over, and this is not true, but he kept saying, I don't have the information. I don't know about that. You'll have to ask the commissioner. He did the investigation.
Oh, stop it.
I think that was his way to not actually give information or answer. That having been said, you know what you should have been doing the last few months? Getting all of the information.
So you fired a couple guys without knowing the information?
Doing your own investigation. In the NCAA ranks, when a player gets in trouble for driving a car he's not supposed to, a team tears everything down and throws all the chairs on the ground and pulls out all the cushions to find everything they can to figure out why this guy had this car. The Astros might have the 2017 World Series revoked, and as the owner, you're just going to kind of wait to see what the commissioner says? Oh, by the way, he patted himself on the back for firing Jeff Luhnow, for firing A.J. Hinch, because he said the commissioner only suggested that those guys be suspended. I fired them. I went above and beyond. Next question. Why didn't you go above and beyond with the players? Well, I thought the commissioner was right with what he said about the players.
The commissioner said it was a player-driven scheme. Commissioner said that.
I can't really describe, because I didn't expect to feel this way. Mm. But I have, over the last couple of weeks, grown more and more upset about this and angrier and angrier. And the main reason was I honestly thought that the players would come out and self-report a little bit and basically say, here's why we did this, or here's what happened, and we're really, really sorry, and this will never happen again. And I thought naturally this would have happened over the last couple of months. All we've had in terms of player interactions on this now are two statements you'll hear next segment from Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve that were, whether they were read or spoken, I don't care, it doesn't matter, that were rehearsed and prepared for today. And I'm now officially incensed.
Here's what I wanted to hear. And it was never going to happen, but here's what I wanted. We cheated and we got carried away. It became bigger than just, hey, we got a chance to break out of a slump. We cheated. We feel terrible about it.
And they're pretending, by the way. Jim Crane said, well, I think it stopped in early 18. Well, you've been telling us for 30 minutes you don't know anything. So now all of a sudden you know that it stopped in early 18, that you weren't cheating for the second half of that year in the LCS.
Didn't mention
that you weren't cheating in the 2019 right. World Series. Imagine if they beat the Nationals, what this segment would be like right
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I am furious just watching this, knowing that the Nationals beat that ass, that you were cheating and you still weren't good enough to beat Max Scherzer, whose slider and breaking ball you were spitting on because you knew it was coming every single time he threw it. You still weren't good enough to beat Steven Strasburg, even though you knew what he was throwing. You still weren't big enough and good enough to beat Juan Soto at 20 years old because he's better than you are, not cheating. Imagine if they were cheating, what this segment would sound like. Baseball fans around the country should be apoplectic today. Managers all over this game whose teams weren't doing this to this extent should be livid. And we still have the Red Sox that need to come forward. Where's Alex Cora at?
Oh, yeah.
They won the next World Series supposedly by doing something similar.
Yeah, and they beat the Astros on the way to do it, by the way.
Man, I didn't think I'd be this mad, but here I am. And I certainly didn't think I would reverse course on the fact that I didn't want to quote-unquote take away the World Series because I don't really know what that means. But I would love for the history books to say that this team is not the champions. I would love for them not to be able to have a banner in their bar park that says they're the champions. And the reason for that is because their owner sat there today in the most smug way ever and said, we won the World Series. Sorry about it. Lack of a better
phrase. And we got rid of the couple bad guys. That's the part that really bothers me.
We're the champions, so let's move on.
So we got rid of the bad apples. I don't really know what was in the report. I don't really know what the details are, but we solved it with the kind of the circular, non-logical defense.
What did you guys think of what you heard so far? And if you were just listening to the Junkies, you've been in your car and you haven't heard it, you got the audio coming your way next. We got the opening statements from Jim Crane, the owner. We got the statement from Bregman, the statement from Altuve. And for some inexplicable reason, Dusty Baker was there to tell everyone that it's cool to chew on toothpicks. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season. Thank you.
Alex Bregman, just about a half hour ago, to kick off the apology for the Houston Astros in their press conference, he spoke first. Didn't take questions. That was the entire statement right there. Sub 1 minute. Great quote here from Jim Crane. If by great quote you're willing to grant me that it isn't correct.
Money quote.
These are a great group of guys who did not receive proper guidance from their leaders, said Jim Crane. A reminder that Major League Baseball's investigation said this was a player-driven scheme. That Carlos Beltran and the players created this scheme. One of those leaders who's been fired, A.J. Hinch, on multiple occasions broke the TV that they were using to decipher the signs because he didn't like that they were doing it. But Jim Crane is painting these players who have not been suspended, who will not serve any kind of a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Victims. You know, they're victims. They're just these 8-year-old little leaguers who got taken advantage of by their big bad coaches.
Yeah, it's like the bad guy coach in Bad News Bears, right? He's like instructing his kid to throw at somebody or walk Kelly Leak when 4 pitches. I mean, come on. The circular logic of, I don't really know, I'm not really that familiar with it, but I can definitively tell you we stopped some point in 2018. I don't really know, I couldn't even tell you, but we fired the people responsible. Blood boiling. At some point, take some accountability. They can't, they won't, because they know that the longer that goes on, they think people will eventually stop pounding on the wall. They'll stop pounding on the gates, right? And no one will want to be let in. That's not going anywhere. That's not changing. At some point, someone has to say, we cheated. He was very specific with his language.
He wouldn't use the word cheat.
He wouldn't use cheat. He said, we broke the rules. Did you commit the crime? Did you kill somebody? I broke the law.
He was asked point blank.
I broke the law.
Did you guys cheat? And he said, we broke the rules. Use whatever word you want. Did you cheat? We broke the rules. He wouldn't say they cheated. I don't know the semantics of why that was important to that one reporter, why anyone would care. I think we know that they cheated. I think one of the things that's so annoying to me, like a couple of people are asking me, they're saying, what did you want him to say? What on earth are you so upset about? Well, I'll tell you, anything other than to pretend like 2017 when you cheated all the way to a World Series that you didn't benefit from doing so. He literally said he didn't think them cheating had anything to do with the wins and losses in the playoffs in the World Series. Tell the Dodgers that. You know, tell these other teams that. And I'm not naive enough to think that no other team was doing anything. Beltran got to Houston and supposedly told them, you're behind the times on decoding, on trying to get signs. A lot of teams are doing things. But you got caught, and you benefited more than anybody else. You won 100 games 3 straight years, and maybe you were just better than everyone else. But you're the team that's got to wear it. And if we catch someone else doing this, then they'll have to wear it too. But that's the way this works. You had Bregman speak, you just heard it for less than a minute, no questions. You had Altuve speak for 30 seconds, no questions. We can play that right here. And then you had Dusty Baker sit up there waiting for questions, who wasn't even here to give a statement pleading with people to forgive these guys. You bring in the most popular manager in baseball to say, hey, I think these guys are really good dudes. By the way, I met them 24 hours ago. But they're the best guys ever, and you got to really give them a chance here. Really? That's the big plan? That's what you did? I loved Pete's tweet. Pete Medhurst said, you know, they probably hired some crisis firm to help them out.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I hope the check hadn't cleared yet. Hopefully they can hire somebody else.
Goodness gracious.
Here is Jose Altuve. This is the entirety of half of the players who have spoken about this so far.
I also will be brief. We had a great team meeting last night. And I want to say that the whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball. And our team is determined to move forward, to play with intensity, and to bring back a championship to Houston in 2020.
Good luck
Thank
with
you.
That. Good luck with that, Jose. Our opinion is this didn't impact the game, Jim Crane said today. We had a good team, true. We won the World Series. We will leave it at that. I'm not ready to leave it at that.
No. You want everyone to move on. And so, by the way, Major League Baseball is culpable here. The commissioner's office. They're desperate to tell you that this gang of four are the bad guys here. Everybody knows
that
it's not.
Gang of four being Luno, Hinch, Cora, and Beltran.
We've got four guys that are serving punishments, and they want you to believe that it's over and done with. And we all know that it's not. Every day that nobody else has to wear anything is an insult to our intelligence. Crane even addressed in his, you know, one of his statements, what someone asked about, well, there's a Wall Street Journal report, for example, that listed an intern. There's a lot of guys that aren't Jeff Luno that are still in the organization. What about them? It was the leadership. But then in the same sentence, he also told you that he didn't really know the extent of what was going on. It is such a crock of crap, and everyone knows it. I want their reception every time those bunch of bleeps come into town. Every city in America that is welcoming the Houston Astros, boo them. Find out where they're staying and boo them as they get on the bus and get off the bus. Boo them at restaurants. Boo.
They will be the most hated team in professional sports this year. And maybe one of the most hated teams ever this year in sports, honestly. The other players around the game are livid. And that's why, while I am upset with Commissioner Rob Manfred and I am upset with Major League Baseball, I honestly think we should be upset with the Players Association too. Mm. If I was Sean Doolittle, who's outspoken and loves giving opinions and comes on our show to do that occasionally, I would have been talking to Tony Clark saying, why aren't we doing anything about this? Why are these guys able to hide behind us? We want them to be in trouble. Players want them to be in trouble. Let's go to Dan in Percival. What's up?
So I think you're 100% right to be incensed. And to your point about being a little surprised about how this trajectory of emotion has risen, it speaks to why you do what you do, in my opinion, as a sports analyst and announcer, is you at the very core of it, you love sports. And you want to believe that when there are contests, there's a chance for both teams to win equally. Now, whether it's Ohio State playing a tiny little school and they're supposed to win, that's one thing. But when you have them cheating to win, that's another thing. And I believe, like you, that since the toothpaste is out of the tube, we've only seen the tip of the iceberg.
And well, Dan, how about this? Thank you for the call, buddy. How about this idea that they just stopped cheating early in 2018? How convenient is that?
By the way, what so happens? We already corrected it.
Think about this. You know, let's say you are, you're cheating on a spouse, okay? And everything's going swimmingly. They haven't caught you. You're having the best time of your life. You've got this wonderful relationship, and you're happier than you've been in a long time. You just kind of stop all of a sudden. You never do it again because, well, that was fun while it lasted. No! You stop when you get caught. That's what people do. The Astros won the World Series in 2017 by cheating.
Let's cut it out, you guys.
Now, possibly they would have won the World Series anyway. I am of the belief that that's an incredible team.
Yeah, they're great.
Altuve was a great minor leaguer and an MVP in the minors, and Bregman was a top two pick, and Correa was a number one pick. They're really, really good. You had Cole, you had Verlander. But by cheating, they improved their chances they win the World Series. Then in early 18, when you're the best team in baseball, you just decide, look, I know we won the World Series last year, and we're on our way, it looks like, to maybe winning 110 games this year. But let's stop this thing that's helping us, even though no one's gotten in any trouble yet. Who does that? Why did Jose Altuve take off his jersey and change his shirt and tell his teammates not to rip off his jersey after he hit a pitch that no one ever hits against Aroldis Chapman, 800 feet for a home run, weeks before the season was over, right before the World Series? Were they cheating against the Nationals in the 2019 World Series? Oh, definitely not. We stopped in 2018. Explain Altuve in the League Championship Series against the Yankees then, please. Don't rip off my jersey. Let me go change. Because the first thing I would want to do if I hit a game-winning home run in the ALCS is go change my outfit and then come back out and celebrate with my teammates after
I missed the first two minutes
of the celebration.
It's a reasonable thing. Not at all.
The idea that this team was not still cheating in this past postseason is ludicrous to me. Or it's ludicrous with a T. It's ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
With a T. In honor of Jim Tomsula. It's Chris Bridges. But they're acting like early 2018. We cut it out then. That's convenient. Because that's what normally happens. You win, you get what you want out of it, you don't get in any trouble, and you just stop doing it. They made a lot of movies about the guy who never got caught but kept, you know, he just stopped robbing banks anyway. There's never been a movie about that one last ride. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. Your thoughts on the Astros. Today, they finally spoke. Grant and Danny, 106.7, the Fan, the Astros, today, for the first time, met with reporters. To my knowledge, nobody's taking questions on the player front. They were going back to the clubhouse, and as of, I think, about 15 minutes ago, the clubhouse was supposed to be opening. I have not seen any additional comments come out. Here's what I want to know. Will Bregman take questions? Will Altuve take questions? Will other players from the 2017 roster actually allow reporters to question them and give answers? Because all they did at this point was give statements. Speaking of statements, we've got several of them. You've already heard from Altuve. You've already heard from Bregman. This was Astros owner Jim Crane, who did not have a very good 30 minutes. He was grilled like a fish being taken out to table 42 at Bonefish.
Our GM and manager were not only suspended for a year, we went above and beyond and fired them. MLB also acknowledged that the players should not be punished for the failure of our leadership. The leaders enabled, condoned, and did not stop those actions that happened. I also agree that our players should not be punished for these actions. These are a great group of guys who did not receive proper guidance from their leaders. We cannot change the actions of the past, but we are fully committed and moving forward in the right way. I believe a big step in moving forward is with our new GM and manager. We have two men of great character leading our baseball operation. James Click and Dusty Baker will help our players and our entire organization deliver a competitive team on the field and continue our commitment to Houston and make them proud off the field. I'm very optimistic about this season. We have a great ball club, and I look forward to talking to you all about the future. Finally, I would like to personally thank all of our fans, sponsors, and the community of Houston for their loyalty and support.
They all come back to thanking the Astros fans, because that's got to be kind of your rallying base at this point.
Yeah, it's going
to
be us against everybody.
You need them to continue to drape themselves in their World Series 2017 beach towels and scream for you at the ballpark.
But so I'm looking at MLB Network now here in the studio. It looks like Bregman is talking to somebody. I don't know if that's from before or if it's right now or what, but we'll get you what he said in a second, I'm sure. But you heard it there initially, right? It was the idea, it was the leadership that failed. Well, I can't fire all my players, and I'm not about to, because they're going to help me win games. But he wants everyone to believe that it's basically like, "Oh, please, my lord, I'm not sure how to act on a baseball field. Could somebody guide me? I've got no guidance. I'm loud here in the woods. I'll starve to death for certain if you don't help me get some foraging. A lot of some berries. Please help me, my lord, Mr. Beltran. I'm helpless. I don't know what to do." Lies. Grown men, professional baseball players who cheated their bags off. Everybody knew. Everyone's complicit. Everyone was player-driven.
Benefited immensely.
Just like Rob Manfred said.
You got to do press conferences when you won the MVP award. You took some questions then.
Well, I don't know what to do. Who do I talk to? Is this a microphone? How do I use it?
Randall, Mechanicsville, how are you?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Hey, bud.
First of all, the whole no punishment for the players is absurd. Maybe not suspend them for games, okay, but hit them where it hurts and in their pockets. This may be extreme, 50% for every player that was on that team for this year, hit them in the pockets of 50% deduction.
Randall,
on their
money's
pay.
Not enough for me. I they should miss time.
The I
Astros
like the idea. Yeah.
Should
yeah,
have a
yeah.
harder time making the playoffs this year. All those guys that played on that 2017 team should miss the first month at least.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but you know they're not going to do that. The segue is into what I was going to say, hit them where it hurts. If anybody doesn't like fighting in baseball, you might want to turn away this season. I bet you there's going to be lots of brawls. Can you imagine when the Yankees and Astros play each other and Aroldis Chapman's up there, high and tight, 100 miles an hour, going into their back or their ribs? It is going to be, anytime it's Astros on ESPN, you're going to want to turn away. Thanks, guys.
So...
you bang the trash can, see if you see this one coming.
Right.
Is this one telegraphed?
I don't think you'll see that. I could be naive. I could be wrong. I don't think teams are going to try to go eye for an eye and literally beat them up. I don't think they're going to hit them with pitches. Could be wrong. But I think you're going to hear a lot of people calling them out all season long, dismissing them. And I think they're a marked club in the sense that they're going to get everybody's best shot. They're really good still. They should win mid-90s games. They should win their division. You know, Dusty Baker is inheriting a team that should absolutely make the league championship series against the Yankees, probably. We'll see if they can pull it off, and we'll see just how big of a difference not being able to know what pitches were coming were. But I cannot get over sitting next to Charlie and Dave with you, Danny, yeah, in the press box level, next to those guys while they were calling the game in the broadcast booth, and all we kept saying was... they spit on everything. I mean, the whole storyline going into that series was this team does not expand the strike zone. They do not swing at your pitches in the dirt. And it was the stuff, those backup sliders, you know, in on the foot, back foot, the stuff that Scherzer's been punching out 300 batters with for a couple straight years. And they never swung at anything. And now all I can think about is, of course they didn't.
Right.
They knew that he was throwing it when he threw it.
It is, I'm telling you, I go back and look. See if you can find some of those games. And watch him drive Max Scherzer's pitch count to 120 pitches through five innings.
Scherzer asked Tony Sipp, who used to play for the Astros and then was his teammate here in Washington in 2018, hey, man, we're about to play them in the World Series. Do I need to prepare for them to know what I'm throwing even when nobody's on base? I.e., when they don't have someone at second to steal a sign, are they still getting my pitches? And Tony Sipp, who played for the Astros, told him, according to the Washington Post, yes. This wasn't in 2017. This was the World Series that just happened. And here's what I want you to call in on next. What if they had beat the Nationals? How would this change how you feel today?
I can't imagine.
800-636-1067. We'll finish up the calls if you're on hold. Grant and Danny in a moment. For G&D, you're listening to The Fan. You can call us at 800-636-1067. Top of the hour, we will move off of the Astros for the first time today. But it just so happened, right before we came on the air, they broke their silence. Jim Crane, owner, Dusty Baker, manager, Alex Bregman, MVP third baseman, Jose Altuve, MVP second baseman, speaking for the first time publicly to reporters since the groundbreaking development where we all found out just how badly they were cheating and how intense the allegations are against them. We still don't know exactly to what extent they cheated this past season. We don't know if they were wearing buzzers. This is another thing that frustrates me. Each time that question comes up, you heard it today with Jim Crane, the owner, and you heard it with A.J. Hinch in his tell-all sit-down interview with MLB Network last week. Did your players wear buzzers, as is being speculated? They refer to what the commissioner found when the commissioner didn't mention that.
Yeah.
As if somehow that clears them.
Well,
they don't say, no, nobody was wearing buzzers. They say, the commissioner did an investigation. It didn't say anything about buzzers.
So remember the timeline here. Initially, when this is brought up a while ago, A.J. Hinch laughed at the questions. A dismissal of, no, and that's ludicrous. Any idea therein is absurd. 100% guilty, absolutely happened, etc. Now, questions about how far did this go? Buzzers, different schemes, code breaker, dark arts, whatever it is. Let's refer to the commissioner.
Leave Dar out of this. He didn't do anything.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that, Brendan. That was a cheap shot. That was below the belt. I shouldn't have done it. You get the point of the dude's story, though.
It went
from, how dare you ask us to, we'll just hide behind the commissioner's report. Where there's no closure on this. We don't believe anything you guys say. Because every time you've had a chance to step up and go, we cheated and we're sorry, you still won't do it. You're hiding behind semantics and somebody else's words.
You've heard from the owner and two players. Here's the new manager, Dusty Baker. Again, very weirdly sat there. Really didn't get many questions because what would you ask Dusty? He's been there for 4 minutes. He doesn't know anything about any of this. But he was up there a lot longer than the players were. Here was his opening statement where he kind of got trotted out as the popular manager to ask for forgiveness.
You've heard from Jim and you've heard from Alex and from, Jose Altuve. And I just want to say, at that meeting last night, the players showed, you know, tremendous remorse and sorrow and embarrassment for their families, the organization, the city of Houston, and for baseball. And I just want to ask for, the world, the baseball world, to forgive them for the mistakes that they've made. And we're looking forward to an excellent season this year in a great town. That's a great baseball town. And we want to bring a championship back. It was kind of a weird situation for me, to have to come into this situation. But I feel that, Jim Crane and the Astros felt that I was the man to try to take us forward. I've been through a lot of different changes in my life, and I think a lot of these things prepared me for, what we are to encounter, this year. I'm excited to be with these guys. They're a great bunch of guys. Like I said, they're together. They love each other. But again, they show tremendous remorse, and I was proud of them on how they acted last night and what we talked about.
So, why don't you let them come up here and show me the remorse that you saw last night?
Yeah, we'd like to see that.
Your statement was longer than the two statements of the two players combined.
And you had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's not your fault. I'm shooting the messenger here. But you go hang out in the clubhouse for a while. We'll talk to you when we want to know about the high five and the 2020 lineup as you're going to construct it and what toothpicks taste like. In the meantime, I want Alex Bregman back up here because I have some questions for him.
Yeah.
And I want Jose Altuve back up here because I got some things I want to discuss with him too.
Get Marvin Gonzalez on speakerphone. Who's just joined the call, please? Have him on conference. I want answers.
Stewart's in Fredericksburg on the fan. Hey, Stewart.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Crane is absolutely shameless. He put his foot in his mouth during that press conference, then trotted Dusty Baker, one of the most well-respected and beloved men in baseball, as a prop to run deflection and distraction from his players who the scheme was player-led and yet they faced no repercussions. Yep. There should absolutely be a split in the players' union right now calling for punishment of these players who took money out of the wallet of other players. The owners should be split against Crane and against Manfred. And we know the cheating did not stop. Through Barry Zwarluga's reporting earlier this week and earlier a couple months ago, we know that Strasburg and Yan Gomes were informed by everyone around baseball that, hey, these guys are cheating. It was more complicated than a Rube Goldberg machine, the signs that Gomes and Strasburg were using.
And Stuart, why did the Nats, great phone call, excellent phone call.
Boy, Stuart.
Why did the Nats spend so much time before the start of the World Series coming up with this plan where they've got a note card like a quarterback that they're wearing on their sleeves and the pitchers have these cards in their hat? Why did they do all that if the Astros still weren't cheating and they didn't know that? Why did the umpiring crew, when meeting with Luno and Hinch and Rizzo and Davey before the start of the World Series, look at the Astros and say no shenanigans? No nonsense with technology. Why were they doing all that if nobody thought they were cheating? Tom's in Manassas on the fan. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Bob. Hey, Grant. I love it when you're fired up. I'm ready to grab the pitchforks and torches and head off into the dark of the night with you. Because it is. That's how I feel, too. Another thing. Remember, I think it was game 6 or 7 when Strasburg threw that first inning and they said, oh, he's tipping his pitches or something. That's a little fishy to me. EB mentioned it earlier on the Junks, but That's a little fishy now. Altuve's response when he didn't take his shirt off after hitting the walk-off against Chapman, I believe, was his wife didn't want them to take his shirt off. And that was the first thought you had, round and third.
Well, he's also got so many public pictures shirtless. He's ripped up. If you look like Jose Altuve, your wife doesn't mind when you pose with your shirt off.
Dude, I'm going to work with my shirt off if I look like
right.
That.
Exactly.
I don't. So moving forward, I hope more players come out and tell them how mad and upset they are. And right now, Grant, you touched on it, I'm upset with MLB and the Players Association because A.J. Hinch and the Astros are hiding behind that investigation.
Yep.
So, well, you know, the players are in trouble. So MLB needs to step it up and the Players Association, like you said. So
where is Tony Clark here, Tom? Thank you. The
I think
Players
it's a great
Association
point by you.
President. You have a job that – says, how many players are there in baseball? 30 times 25, whatever that is.
A couple thousand.
Okay.
2,000.
That's who you work for.
Is that right?
There are way more guys that would like to see you come down on the Astros than not. How is it possible that the Players Association, at no point over the last couple of months, didn't do their own investigation or find in any way where they said, you know what, we're going to appease more of our guys than the minority, and we're going to come down firm on these players to make sure this doesn't become an issue where everyone is now questioning various teams and players as they're spreading their wings and going to different organizations all over. That would have been smart for them to do that. They didn't do it. Doug in Winchester, you're on Grant and Danny.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys. Got a different thought for you. Why isn't Congress checking into this cheating scandal like they did with steroids when they stuck their nose in where it didn't belong?
I don't have an answer to that. I really don't. I generally like my sports to govern themselves, but every once in a while, a scandal's big enough where, you know, somebody down on Capitol Hill wants to earn some points with his constituents will write a letter. I mean, that's what happened with steroids. That's what got a lot of this moving forward. You got the Palmeiro comments, you got Roger Clemens misremembering and all those different things. We get more information. I don't know. I don't hate the idea. I mean, when you start talking about public trust and stadiums and taxpayers and people and the integrity of something that we're all kind of buying into. In general, I want them to keep their nose out, but this is big enough where I wouldn't mind people having to answer questions in front of elected officials.
I am surprised that they haven't, but I'm happy that they haven't. Please worry about other things. There are way too many big issues in the world that those people should be discussing and handling. without getting overly political, they can't get anything done at this point that matters at all in any regard. They're so busy fighting. Figure that out. Don't worry about the baseball team from the American League West that may have been stealing signs. Tony in Long Island, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Come in.
I mean, you know, let me just give it to you from a Yankee fan perspective. In 2017, you know, we were 3-0 versus them in the ALCS at Yankee Stadium. We were 0-4 at Houston.
Oh, that would chap my bleep so bad, Tony.
And it's hard to swallow because they were a vastly different team. And my friends and I were texting each other. And we were at, because there was some rumblings even then between the New York media, the social media fans, that something was up. There was already a rumbling beginning then. And, you know, the only way I see this ending, because every time this Jim Crane opens up his fat mouth, I want to slap him on that big forehead of his. I mean, he's making things worse. He's doing nothing but just throwing gasoline on the fire. But the only way I see this ending is if he eventually sells the team. Because the words that he says, oh, no, this doesn't taint the victory, or no, this didn't impact the game, he's a clown, and they need to get him out of the game because he's making the game look ridiculous. And just to go to a point that you were saying before with Jose Altuve, he just now in the clubhouse said the same exact thing A.J. Hinch and Jim Crane did. He's hiding behind the report saying about the buzzers, I'm just going to go to the report. So even Jose Altuve himself is not denying the buzzers, which to me just screams guilty.
Yeah, I want to hear that. Tom, we're actually pulling that cut right now, as a matter of fact. So we're going to have that audio next, and we can react to that because that's a big development. Altuve being asked specifically about the buzzer. How about this quote from Gary Sanchez of the Yankees?
Mm-hmm.
He was asked at the Yankees spring training facility today, do you think Altuve was wearing a buzzer when he hit the home run off of Aroldis Chapman? Hit a pitch nobody hits that hard a mile against one of the best lefties in the sport. He said, quote, I don't know, but I can tell you this. If I hit a home run to get my team to the World Series, they can rip my pants off. The great quote. Grant and Danny on the fan. You'll hear from Altuve next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.